You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, February 2nd, 2017, week 190 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stusk.
Today is Thursday, the Groundhog Day reference.
Kind of, over and over, yeah.
It's over and over. Well, not really. It's
well,
like,
put your little hand in mine.
So since it's Thursday, February 2nd, it's time for America's Sweetheart.
Ooh.
Where we crown a new person, America's Sweetheart.
Ooh.
And this one's going to be a toughie.
Will it be?
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yes. Give me some hints.
This person is a friend of Jerry O'Connell.
Friend of Jerry O'Connell. Who would be friends with Jerry O'Connell? He was in that Carpooler show, I think.
I don't think this person was in it.
What?
I don't think this person was in that
but
show.
But Jerry.
Jerry O'Connell was.
Yeah. Yeah, give me another hint.
This person loves to play his Xbox. His
Ooh.
Gamer tag is Ron Core. R-O-N-C-O-R-E.
I'm going to go with Ron Swanson.
No. Nick Offerman?
Yeah. No.
I think he's already been.
I think so, too. That's
a good choice.
All right. Give me some more hints.
This person speaks fluent French.
All right, keep going.
This person attended French-speaking schools in Toronto.
I don't know. The French part's not helping.
This person does voiceover work for GMC trucks and Lamasil tablets.
Ooh. Aaron Paul?
No. Yeah. This might have been old, that's why.
No, he does. Like, I don't know what truck.
Yeah.
I know he does truck commercial. I'm like, what? I'm like always like, why is Aaron Paul doing this commercial? It's really off-putting to me. I'm like, it's weird.
This person's wife also played his wife in several episodes of the show he was on.
Oh, is he one of these name person shows? Jerry Seinfeld.
No.
No, two Jerry's not buddies.
Do you think Jerry Seinfeld is fluent in French?
Oh, no way. Yeah.
And is friends with Jerry O'Connell?
They both got the name Jerry.
The two Jerry's.
Something in common. I don't think Jerry Seinfeld is friends with many people.
I don't think Jerry Seinfeld even knows who Jerry O'Connell is. Like, they're not even on the
sure.
same.
Yeah, you're right.
Same guest list.
All right, keep going. He doesn't play Xbox in a way.
No, oh, yeah. Ron Core. You think Jerry Seinfeld's gamertag is Ron Core? This person played brother to his wife in Blades of Glory. This requires you know that they were married. That's the thing.
Yeah. The only people I know in Blades of Glory, I assume it's not Will Ferrell and it's not John Heder.
No.
Is it Christopher Walken? Is he in that movie? I don't know if he's in that movie.
Do you think
I've never
Walken
seen that movie.
Xbox?
No.
You know these clues are supposed to build up with the person like.
It sounds like completely different people, honestly. I haven't seen Blades of Glory. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Well, do you know that his wife played his real life wife played his wife in this television show that he was very famous for?
No idea.
That show was Arrested Development.
Jason Bateman?
No.
Will Arnett?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know he had a wife in that show.
Amy Poehler.
That was his wife in
Arrested
In real life?
He used to be married to her. There you go.
Oh, divorced. Okay. It's like, no way.
Yeah, they got divorced. Because now she's dating Nick Kroll or something.
Really?
I don't know. Isn't that weird?
Nick
That's
Kroll?
A weird. Isn't that a weird jump?
Yeah. I think Nick Kroll's a weird guy.
Huh. I'll give you a hint. This person.
We'll learn it. Batman.
Yeah, he's Batman. Isn't it weird that they're like selling that as like, buy your tickets early? Like, tickets are on sale now.
Are they really saying that?
Yeah.
It's not going to be as big as they think, clearly.
He started drinking again when he was working on Flaked. And he's dating a woman who's 30 years old, Elizabeth Law, who's an interior decorator, just weeks after divorce from Amy Poehler is finalized. But she was dating Nick Kroll, so who's the real winner? That's my question. Have you seen Flaked?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
He's actually
did
married.
Did you see the whole thing?
Yeah.
You watched the whole thing.
He was actually married to Penelope Ann Miller before, who is older than him. That's crazy. She's 7 years older than him.
If only I knew how old she was.
And she's like very famous. Oh, that makes sense.
Make my guess easier.
She's like a successful actress. Because in Flaked, it's based on his life, and his ex-wife is a successful actress, and mm-hmm. I assumed it was Amy Poehler, not knowing that he was married before Amy Poehler.
Oh.
Almost 10 years before.
Did he write the show?
Yeah, it's like written, it's like a autobiography.
Oh. It's like a serve none-ish situation. He's not himself, right? He's not Will Arnett in the show, right?
I don't think so.
It's like a Master of None situation.
Yeah, because his character like runs a bike shop or something with his friend.
Mm.
So how old is Will Arnett?
Will Arnett. How old is Will Arnett? I'm gonna go.
Oh, I guess.
Ooh,
Flaked.
This is really hard.
Takes place before.
Can't judge his age at all.
He was an actor.
I have no idea.
How crazy! He was married to Penelope Miller before he was an actor.
Oh,
I wonder what he was doing with his life.
I'm gonna go with these. 38 years old.
This is amazing. I have no idea.
I have no idea how old he is.
He's 46.
Wow.
Looks great.
He looks good, like a great 46-year-old.
Yeah, whatever that means. How tall is Will Arnett? This is like the most off person, I think, because I was surprised to see how tall he was.
This is hard.
If we're all standing in a line.
Oh, man.
And Will Arnett, the weirdest lineup ever.
Ah, I really don't know. Oh, man. Ah, jeez. This is really, like, I can't picture this at all.
You have nothing to go off of, that's why.
I know.
Have you seen Arrested Development?
Yeah, I saw the fourth. I never watched like the older. I need to rewatch the whole thing.
You never saw the original three?
I did, watch like every episode.
Okay.
But I've seen enough of them. But like now, I'm just like trying to picture him next to like Jason Bateman, who I think is kind of short.
Can I give you a hint?
I know like Jeffrey Tambor is really tall. I think.
Can I give you a hint? Amy Poehler is 5'2".
Okay, so he's got to be.
That's a horrible hint. Just like I said that just for no reason.
It doesn't help at all.
It doesn't help at all.
I'm just saying, like, I'm picturing people and like it's not helping. 5'11".
Actually, that is the height of his co-star, Jason Bateman.
Is he taller or shorter?
He's taller.
Okay. So he's like 6'1" then.
6'2".
He's that tall?
He's very tall.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a foot taller than Amy Poehler. I didn't know he's that tall. This is shocking to me. Blow
what
my mind.
Do you want
to
see Mr. Will Arnett in?
Ooh. Will Arnett.
I have a weird request for Will Arnett.
All right.
I want to see a live action BoJack Horseman.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I forgot he was BoJack too. It would be weird.
Oh, that's weird because you mentioned Aaron Paul earlier.
I know, I did.
What a weird coincidence.
You should have told me he worked with Aaron Paul.
I forgot about that.
I wouldn't have guessed it, though, because I wasn't even on the same wavelength that he was BoJack at the time.
Yeah, I was on the same wavelength that that Aaron Paul was in BoJack.
Yeah. So, that would be cool. BoJack.
Like CGI horse?
Yeah.
There's a big call for that where they shouldn't even have animals in movies anymore. They should just do CGI. Which is reasonable,
doing,
I think.
They're doing a lot of that.
I mean, yeah, but saying for like a dog's purpose.
Yeah. That was the main. But I'm saying like before that, what's like the last movie you remember that's like animals? Homeward Bound. Exactly. That's the 90s. Like
We Own a Zoo. Was that?
We bought a zoo. But they're not like an integral, like no. They're not characters. They are.
Grizzly Man. Is that bad
taste? Was the bear and the Revenant CGI, I assume?
Yeah, it was a puppet, I think.
Okay. So I'm saying like, it's not, that's kind of what they are doing. Like Jungle Book, like it's kind of what they are doing.
They're shifting towards it, definitely.
It's like, they used to have a lot, like Homeward Bound, 101 Dalmatian. They used to have a lot like that, where they were using them a lot, but I feel like it's going the right direction.
Yeah.
Because like, then you can emote these CGI.
It's also not practical to make a movie like Homeward Bound, because the animals are impossible to control.
Yeah.
It's That's like, why Milo and Otis took like 20 years to
so
make.
So good, though.
Milo and Otis?
We are missing out on that. Yeah, Milo and Otis?
Great movie.
It's just a sad, it's like,
but you know how many of those animals died during that movie?
I don't want to, no, think about that. It's like, a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, 20 years, though. Like, they didn't kill them, right?
I think they just died of old age.
Yeah, I hope so.
So yeah, Will Arnett, America's Sweetheart this week.
Yes, Will Arnett. The Batman movie is coming out soon.
Yeah.
A week.
This weekend movies in the now, Rings, which is the horror movie sequel to Ring, The Ring 2.
Yeah.
And The Space Between Us. So, Rings is, there's a lot of people in that movie. Vincent D'Onofrio's in this movie. Have you seen the trailer for this one?
Seen parts of the trailer. It's scary.
Only the parts that you saw through your fingers.
Yeah.
As you were covering your eyes.
And like, I don't like the Ring story. I
got that's the one
girl coming
ones.
Out of the TV, man.
Yeah. And like,
don't like that. I'm watching a TV.
Yeah, always.
Why? This is too close to home, man.
Someone did this drawing, and it was of the girl coming through a cell phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, that'd be pretty horrifying.
That's
too.
That's the next movie that would like. Oh no, because that's like, closer. That's closer to my face.
Yeah,
my TV's not that close to my face comparatively to my cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. And how often do you open a video that someone sends you?
Like never. No, that's not true.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, always.
If someone
sends you a video, you
always
play it.
Don't be rude.
What if like the Ring came through Snapchat? That'd be pretty scary.
Yeah, that would kind of.
Because like, how? When's the last time you got Snapchat from someone and you just didn't open it? You just let it sit there.
Yeah, I go. I always open it.
Yeah.
But I like, you think that'd be the evolution of the movie. They'd be like, oh, now it's gone.
Well, this one, I think, is going viral and it's like a YouTube video.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
But the scary thing is it's like on a flat screen TV.
Yeah.
And then like the TV falls down and like you see the TV raise up and like she's crawling out of the TV.
Oh, that's creepy.
It's creepy. Oof. And then The Space Between Us. Are you familiar with this movie? It's like the kid was born in space. His mom dies and he wants to come back to him.
Oh, yeah.
Earth. I was going to say America just now. Like, comes back to Earth. Well, he does come back to America.
I have seen this trailer.
This one looks like trash.
Yeah. It's like one of those like it's been like about like a kid, like.
Yeah.
It's like a chick flick, kind of.
I don't know. It's like STX put it out, and it's, who's the kid in this movie?
Oh, is it, what's his face? Oh, no, it's not.
I was thinking like a Stranger Things movie. Kid, but it's not a Stranger
For
Things
some
kid.
Reason, I was thinking like...
It's a kid who's been in a movie lately, though, recently.
I was thinking it was the guy from Ender's Game, but like...
No.
That's the same story.
Is
the
it
same
Tom Holland?
Story. No. He's busy being Spider-Man.
Oh, it's Asa Butterfield.
It is. It is the guy from Ender's Game. I was like, but like he does that in Ender's Game. He goes to space.
He was also in Miss Peregrine more recently.
He's super tall. He's like 6'2", 6'3".
Is he really?
Yeah, he's tall.
Good thing he's not America's Sweetheart. Or unfortunately for you,
I guess. I think he's that tall. I'll look
it
up.
I got it. Six. He's not that tall.
Only six, okay. Sorry.
Only six.
I just know he's tall.
Short.
It's very different from Tom Holland, who's like 5'6".
Yeah.
It's very different from him next to Robert Downey Jr.
It's very different from Will Arnett.
Yes. Well, not really. 2 inches.
Those 2 inches are make or break, man. You see someone who's 6'2"? And you're 6 foot tall, you're like, damn, that person's tall, man.
That's true.
Because the eyes, it's deceiving because your eye height is like probably, I don't want to say like, my eye height is probably 5'10", 5'.
Yeah.
5'9", maybe? Yeah,
it is always the eye, because once you have to, like,
so, like,
crack at your neck.
And then I have to look up to the top of his head, and that's, like, 5 inches higher than me.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
So.
Make a good point.
Yeah. So, yeah. Which movie are you going to see this week?
Neither of them.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch
Super Bowl weekend,
Did
right?
you watch the sequel to Ring? Oh, yeah, that's also true. Did you watch the sequel? How many Ring movies are there?
Two in America.
Have you seen both of them?
I have not. I've seen the Japanese ones.
You didn't watch the first one? This wasn't the movie that scared you? To...
Oh, I saw the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw Ring 1. Sorry. Okay. Saw the Ring.
Got it.
I don't think I watched the second one.
Okay.
Was there a second one in America? I'm not sure.
I thought there was. Like, why would you call it Ring? I mean, I guess you could call the sequel Rings, but I don't think this is a sequel.
Yeah, the Ring 2 did come out.
Yeah, this is the third one.
And the crazy thing is they got the Japanese guy who directed the first Japanese movie to come direct the sequel to the American remake. That's crazy.
Hmm. Interesting.
But in total, it grossed $161 million because it did well internationally. But the third one is directed by, like, Spanish. Those Spanish people, I think that's where the new horror movies are coming from. Those Spanish people, I don't know what happened in their lifetime to make them so scary.
Yeah.
But they make some scary movies, man. Mm-hmm. Spooky movies. Space Between Us was probably directed by, like, a Chinese person or something. Because STX is a big supporter of Chinese. Mm. They're a Chinese company. What's on Netflix today, Mike?
We got American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, and Frequency, Season 1.
Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations, Freestyle Friday, and that's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.